In this story, you will see how they value friendship. I hope you enjoy the show. Antonio, are you there? I need your help. Hello, Bassanio. Good to see you, my friend. What can I help you with? This is about Portia. I want her. I'm willing to do everything just to marry her. But I need a big amount of money for me to prepare my plan. You want to borrow money from me? But for now, I don't have enough money for you. Can you help me? Where I can borrow some money? Oh, I see. To the money lender here. Who? He is my friend, a Jewish money lender. His name is Shylock. Antonio and Bassanio went to Shylock's place. Hi there, Shylock. We are here to borrow money. How much gold coins do you need? I think 3,000 gold coins is enough. So, can you give us 3,000 gold coins? Before I will let you borrow, I have an arrangement. When are you going to pay me back? You don't have to worry, Shylock. My ships will be here after 3 months. I'll be expecting after 3 months you can pay me back. And if you cannot pay me back on time, I will take a pound of flesh from any part of your body. Antonio signed a bond that said Shylock would lend him 3,000 gold coins for 3 months. And he would give Shylock a pound of his flesh if he cannot pay Shylock on time. That afternoon, Bassanio started preparing for his visit to Portia. Bassanio prepared a big party for Portia. His good friends, Gratanio and Lorenzo, were there to celebrate with them. Can I come with you to Belmont? If you come, you mustn't be wild or speak too loudly, or say bad things. I'll be good and quiet. All right, then you can come. Portia's father had wanted to marry a good man for her daughter, so before he died, he made a plan. He asked the cleverest craftsman in Venice to make 3 metal boxes, gold, silver, and lead. One of these boxes had a picture of Portia. The lucky guy who can guess the right box can marry Portia. First man, the African prince, attempt to marry Portia, so he chose a gold box. I will choose the gold box. This is beautiful, and gold is the most expensive metal of all. Portia gave the key to the prince. When the African prince opened the box, he found only a note saying, "Often you have heard it told, not all things that shine are gold. Feelings can be bought or sold. So leave your plan to marry is cold." The African man said goodbye. The next man who came to Belmont to visit Portia was a Spanish prince. "It's my lucky day. Marry me, Portia, and be happy. Before I say yes, you must choose one of these 3 boxes." The Spanish prince chose the silver box. The prince opened the box and he found a note. "The plan that you have is dead. You're not right in the head. You have never heard it said. Go now, and when this paper is read." "Oh no! What do I see written here? It can't be." 2 months went by. Back in Venice, Shylock's daughter, Jessica, felt miserable. My father doesn't love me. He doesn't love anybody. The only thing he loves are money, gold, and jewelry. So Jessica started to make plans to leave her father. What are you dreaming about standing there? Do your work, lazy girl. How can I leave this house? One day, when Shylock was away, Jessica was standing upstairs at the window in her room. She looked down the street and she saw a young man standing. It was Lorenzo, Bassanio's friend. He was looking up at her with a nice smile. Oh, wait, don't go. What's your name? I'm Jessica, Shylock's daughter. And who are you? I'm Lorenzo. Can we talk? Not now, but wait a minute. She left the window and went to her room and wrote a letter to Lorenzo. After writing, she quickly threw it down. Lorenzo picked it up and read it and smiled. I'll come tomorrow. Jessica, where are you? He was very angry. When he found out that Jessica left the house and all his gold and jewelry were all gone, I'll never forgive her. After 2 weeks, Bassanio arrived in Belmont with his friend Guattanio, and Bassanio start to choose a box. Gold and silver looked very beautiful, but something beautiful outside can be ugly inside. So I choose the lead box. Portia gave the key. Bassanio was chosen for me by my father. He's the best husband I could wish for. Bassanio gave her fiancé a beautiful silver ring. And can Nerissa and I marry too? Lorenzo and Jessica arrived at Portia's house together with Salerio, Antonio's friend. Bassanio's here. A note from Antonio for you. Bassanio read the note saying, Dear Bassanio, I'm sorry to say that my ships haven't returned to Venice. They're lost in the bad storm of the sea. Now I must give Shylock a pound of my flesh. I won't live much longer. I want to see you before I die and say goodbye. Your best friend, Antonio. What's the matter? Bassanio told Portia about 3,000 gold coins they borrowed from Shylock. Shylock has spoken to the Duke of Venice. He wants his pound of flesh. Antonio is now in prison for trial. You must do something and stop Shylock and help Antonio before it's too late. Can this be true, Salerio? Haven't any Antonio ship returned to Venice? Not one. And if any had returned, it wouldn't do any good. How much does the merchant owe? 3,000 gold coins. And he's your best friend. We must help him. Yes. Bassanio and Portia, Nerissa and Guattanio were married that afternoon. And then Bassanio and Guattanio went to Venice together with Salerio. After that, Portia and Nerissa followed them to Venice. I'm sorry for you, merchant. I've talked to Shylock and I can see how he hates you. I've heard you've spoken to the moneylender many times. Thank you for that. I can do nothing about it. I try to be brave, whatever happens. The Duke asked a servant to let Shylock come in. I'm here for the trial. Shylock tells me, why are you so unkind to Antonio? Unkind? Ha ha ha. Can't you forgive him? What do you mean? Can't you forget the pound of flesh? No, the agreement should be followed. Shylock, listen. Antonio borrowed it to help me, so now I want to help him. I will pay you 6,000 coins. No, thank you. The law of Venice says I can have a pound of his flesh. You're right, but don't you feel sorry for Antonio? A young lawyer's clerk entered the room. I came from Padua with a note from Dr. Valerio. Where's the young lawyer? Dr. Baltazar is outside. The clerk was Nerissa, and the young lawyer was Portia in disguise. Welcome, Dr. Baltazar. Dr. Valerio sent you, didn't he? Yes, he did. The two men stood up. Which is the moneylender? I'm the moneylender. I'm the merchant. Did you sign the agreement, Antonio? Yes. I see. Look, I'm only asking him on what we agreed. Can he pay you 3,000 coins? It's too late. I can pay you 6,000 coins. Forget the law and take this money. I will not forget the law. Do you have doctors to stop the blood after getting a pound of flesh? Doctors? Very well. So, merchant, do you have something to say? Yes. I want to say I'm happy to die now. Don't feel bad, Bassanio. Stop all this nonsense talking. Wait, before you begin, be sure that no blood will come out from Antonio's body, or else Antonio will also take a pound of flesh in your body. What? Did you hear that? If that's the case, I will take the 6,000 coins. You cannot take it anymore. The law is the law. So what can I do now? If you take my life, then do it now. No, let's ask Antonio. I don't want to take your life. What I want you to do is to give all your properties to your daughter. Okay, I will. And then after the trial, Shylock say sorry to Antonio, and Antonio forgive Shylock. Lorenzo and Jessica prepare a Christmas party for the successful hiring of Antonio and Bassanio in Belmont, in Portia's place. Welcome, Antonio, Bassanio, and Gratanio. Now that everything is done, so let's celebrate. Is Antonio and Bassanio here? Yes, they are here. They just arrived. Where is my husband? They are celebrating because Antonio and Bassanio won the trial. Good, did you hear that? Who's that? Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Can we join your party? Oh, it's Santa Claus! Wow, sure, you can join us. But wait, can we also join your party with my three friends? Please, if it's okay, can we join? Are you the reindeers of Santa? Yes, we are. If you let us join your party, we will be great. We can sing you a song if you want. Let them join and let's celebrate. We are called by Santa to sing you a Christmas song. Yes, and make your party rock and roll. Just tell us what song you like us to sing. And we are willing to sing that songs for all of you guys. And in this way, our story ends. The Merchant of Venice was free. A rich man once more. Jessica and Lorenzo were forgiven by Shylock, who had promised to be a better man. And Portia and Bassanio, Lorenzo and Jessica, Guattanio and Nerissa lived happily ever after.